we discussed with President Mugabe about his plans, what he had in mind. And he told us that he had no clear plan to resolve the crisis. He was hoping that we could propose something at which the discussion took place within that context. But really what we were raising was that the election is being conducted in unacceptable environment. The violence, the detentions, the role of the military, the role of the police in abating this violence. So it is in that context that he then left for Bulawayo to talk to President Mugabe. I don't know what they've discussed. As far as I'm concerned, that's where the story ends.
But due to this violence that is escalating, would you support this idea of scraping off the poll and going for a government of national unity?
What we are confronted with is that the violence is state-sponsored. So it is the state that should actually remove the causes of the violence. It is the one that has got war veterans. It is the one that is creating bases. It is the one that has got military operating throughout the country with guns against unarmed civilians. It is the environment in which the government has declared war on the people. So it is the government that should actually withdraw those conditions so that an election can be conducted. It is not fair to say that once we have beaten people, therefore we should find an excuse to cancel the election because the environment is not acceptable. It is within the control and ambit of ZANU-PF and Mugabe to withdraw the violence and allow freely as is acceptable within the SADC norms and standards.
This violence does not seem to be stopping Mr. Tsvangirai. What needs to be done despite all this international pressure?
There is international pressure. The MDC does not have guns. It is a recipient of this violence. It is a victim of this violent environment. So it is up to Mugabe to make a choice that is he going to sacrifice the freedoms of Zimbabweans on an altar of political expedience of power. But there is no magic formula here. The only magic formula that is there is that Mugabe must accept that he has lost the support of the people. Now, if he is going to turn against the people and say, you have to vote for me under whatever circumstances, what are Zimbabweans expected to do who are defenseless and unarmed? In other words, he's closing the option of democratic choice. He's saying, whatever you want to do, go and do it. And I think it's a very dangerous political game.
Some eminent African leaders and also former leaders have come out in the open to, in a way, criticize President Robert Mugabe openly about what is going on. What is your response to this?
There have been very strong comments from some of the African leaders, which is commendable. But I think cheap talk is not sufficient. What is important is what are they going to do once they have expressed that condemnation. For a very long time, Mugabe has received tacit approval from these leaders. But now that the situation in Zimbabwe is deteriorating to a genocidal state, they are alarmed at the state at which this government is going ahead with this kind of violence.
Mr. Tsvangirai, just talking to ordinary Zimbabweans, they are saying the situation is very tense. How is your campaign going?
My campaign is handicapped in a number of ways. We are operating in a very hostile environment, an environment in which the leading contender, Morgan Tsvangirai, is treated like a common criminal. The only rally we had organized for Harare for Sunday has been banned. So we literally have had no rallies throughout the country. The rural areas are inaccessible.
You also held discussions with UN envoy Mr. Menkerios. What was the discussion all about?
It was a political discussion around the elections and around the transition in Zimbabwe and the complexities and challenges facing Zimbabwe's transition to democracy. One of the critical elements he highlighted was that under United Nations principles, the issue of torture and violence against fellow humans is considered very, very serious, and that it is not different from the Bosnian experience where leaders who were responsible for torture and violence, they are now being pursued, like Charles Taylor, like Fedo Sango, all these people who are causing torture, harm, and rape, and the plundering in the country. He told us that Zimbabwe must be very careful, and the President Mugabe must be very careful not to descend to the levels where the United Nations will be tempted to set up such kind of a machinery. He also told us that he told President Mugabe that even if he were to win, the outcome is already contested and it will be illegitimate. He said that you are complaining about sanctions. What is going to happen after this election is going to be more. And how are you going to deal with it? And I think that he was very strong on those points that President Mugabe, I think, must have realized that he is now playing with fire.